Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up Stuff.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald, host of Money Making Conversation Masterclass. The interviews and information this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is Kim Whitley. She's an HBCU graduate, activist, author, comedian, and most importantly, a mom. Kim was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and I found out raised in Sudan, Africa. We got to talk. Her success in Hollywood started with me as a clown. You know, that's all I knew. Then I found out through more research, a Compton school teacher. We will discuss her career outside of acting, the legacy of our dear friend, David Armand. This, you know, when you know somebody for a long time, you know they're talented. Kim Whitley is one of those people where before she started being as talented as she is a stand-up comic, people will always call me and say, Rashawn, who you recommend to be a funny host? I said, Kim Whitley. She knows I'm telling the truth. I said, Kim Whitley. I knew she wasn't there as a stand-up, but she was just gifted. I mean, she walked out on stage, nothing bothered her. I remember when we was in Bermuda and with Earth, Wind, and Fire. She was like, remember that?
Oh, my God.
And the promoter said, who do you recommend to come out there and host? I said, Kim Whitley. And she came out because I always knew there was something about you. First of all, you're not afraid of anything. But the fact that I just knew, I'm talking about that audience, you know, because it was like about 10,000 people staring at you in Bermuda.
And headlining. I loved
it. Earth, Wind, and Fire was headlining.
Was that when David? David Arnold came with me?
Yes. And then remember, Anthony Hamilton was there, Steve Harvey, we were all there, remember?
And that's right. Smokey Robinson, that was so exciting.
Did you remember that? Because Gladys Knight was hanging out. She came on the sideline. Yep. And then little Miss Kim Whitley out there hosting this big old event. And I said, you come. And she came. They paid her. She did everything. When did you start getting the stand-up bug? Was that the early days of just walking out there? When did you start putting the thoughts or the seeds of being a stand-up?
I mean, we could really be transparent here because you're my guy and I probably should have called you a long time ago. The truth is this. There's always fear.
Right.
But I don't want the audience to think there's fear because if the audience thinks you're afraid, they're not going to ride with you.
Right.
You have to be fearless and go out there and be free. And it's interesting. I've always, you know, like that improv stand up and just talking to people I've loved. But when you put, people think anyone can do stand-up. You can't. It really is an art to stand up. And I started writing things down, like right when that movie Harlem Nights was out.
Right, right.
And I had this little pad of paper. Della Reese, the pad of paper might have been like this big, mm-hmm. you know. And I used to write down little things that I thought I might have had 3-4 jokes. And I met Red Fox and Ronaldo Ray and Richard Pryor and, of course, Eddie Murphy. And the truth is I have a funny family, mm-hmm. and I grew up with all boys. So, you know, they were joning on me all the time.
Right.
And, you know, during that movie, I was the guardian of the little boy in the movie because my friend, his father, who was an actor, couldn't make it that day. He said, Kim, can you go to set? And I remember walking around a corner and Ronaldo Ray, you know, Ronaldo Ray, mm-hmm. trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. There were no chairs, and Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and of course Red Fox were sitting in those director's chairs. And I went around, you know, in the set, I went around one of those corners and I saw these greats and I was so nervous. I jumped. I was like, oh my God, I went around the wrong corner. Like, how do I get, you know, I was like, oh my God, can I backpedal? And Ronaldo Ray looked at me and was like, hey, little girl, you know, he says, as long as I got a face, you got somewhere to sit.
Ooh, no. No.
He said that in front of all of them. But you know, Kim from Cleveland, and I remember looking at him and saying, and as long as you got a face like that, I guess I'll be standing. And all I know is Red Fox spit his coffee, or it was Richard Pryor. They jumped out their seats. Ronaldo Ray was red. He was mad. I was in a sheer panic.
Oh my God.
And Red Fox came up to me and said, are you a stand-up? And I said, no, but I want to be. And he said, get 10 minutes of material together and I'll help you.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
And he said, I'm tired of seeing these ugly be funny. That's what he said to me. I was like, He said, you're pretty funny. And 10 minutes, Rashawn, as a stand-up, I was like, 10 minutes?
Right.
And I did. I was scared because my mother was like, sex and rock and roll in L.A.
Right.
And I didn't know, I was not hungry enough or I was not fearless to say, give me your number, let's go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Red Fox died. The day he died. I went out and did my first 3 minutes of stand-up because I felt like I missed an opportunity. And it pushed me in that direction. And I'm still not where I should be, Rashawn.
I'm going to tell you something. I know you may not be, because, you know, you're always striving for the ultimate joke. That's when you're a comedian. Because there's a lot of people going to say this. They think they're funny. They get off stage, they walk off stage like they've done something. Now, I had a blessing to see Sherry Shepherd and her on tour, several dates in the Northeast. And I, you know, because when you hadn't saw somebody in a long time and then you see them perform at the level that she was performing, I was like taken aback in a good way. And I told her, I said, girl, you're a stand-up for real. And you really didn't accept that because you thought I was just saying something to speak with. But you really have, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get, when did it turn? When did it click that this is what you could do as a stand-up? Because as an actress, you're phenomenal. But as a stand-up, that's a whole different, no script. Audience don't know you. You have to, every certain amount of seconds, you got to generate some type of positive response, whether it's a laugh or a clap or a go girl or whatever. That's a certain fear that you have to overcome.
You do. And you know when it clicked? When my dear friend, the late, great David Arnold, mm-hmm. we went on tour together,
right.
and I was forced to do stand-up. So what David said was, Kim, we're going to use your celebrity to get in these clubs.
Right, that's what it was, right?
I was like, I don't want to, I'm an improv stand-up. I don't like doing the same material. That was the biggest thing to get over. I like talking. He said, Kim, to be a stand-up, you have to repeat the joke. And I didn't even like listening to my own voice. So I had to get over that. And we would book the date. So I was forced. And David was, we have a running joke. We had a running joke that I complained. I quit before every show. I was like, I quit. I can't do it. Two shows a night, one show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, right. And one show Sunday.
Right.
Woo! In these clubs, I was like, ooh, that's a lot of work. And lazy. So David, he said, we're going to use your celebrity.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need to get me in these clubs so they'll know me. They don't know me. The radio station never gave him headphones to talk, and they were always Tim Whitley. This is what people don't understand. He was the heavy. I was the name. So I would get them. We would do these clubs. We'd have a person bring us up. I would do first 20 minutes, and then I would introduce them because I always said, I'm Diana Ross. This is my Michael Jackson coming to the stage. But what they don't realize is I was bringing him up to close because I knew he was going to take it home. And then we went up together and we cut a fool. So that's when it happened. When I really started developing my act, we did He Said, She Said. And
y'all did it for a number of years, right?
Yes. We did. And then he got so strong and so popular, he was going back to the club, selling out and adding shows. I was like, really? You just going to leave me? You just going to leave me?
Yes, he did. Because it was so funny because, you know, when I saw his first Netflix film, we talked about David Arnold, and it was shot in Cleveland. And then I saw Kim Whitley. I said, what's going on here? And then I called you. I said, David Arnold was incredible. I said, can you give me his number so I can call it? And I called him, and he just couldn't believe I called him. He said, Rashawn, you calling me? I said, yeah, dude, I got to tell you, man, you funny, brother. I said, can I interview? He said, yeah, you can interview me. And it was a blessing, I think, when I look at the whole relationship that you and him had. Okay, he was smart enough to realize, look, I don't nobody know me, but I'm funny. They know her, but she needs to understand, she can be even more funny. So he gifted you with the work that now you're taking advantage of. Because you got a closing bit that you do on stage, girl, is a killer. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell y'all something. I ain't going to tell y'all something. But first, her whole set is beautiful. The whole set's beautiful. And as a stand-up, and I watch, for women to do stand-up is even more difficult. It's more difficult. For see a young lady who is came into the acting game and then went on stage, gifted improv person, and then David said, look, stop.
Yeah.
We're gonna end this right now. You let Red Fox go. We're gonna make it happen right now. And then all of a sudden you're blessed and now you're able to generate revenue for yourself as a stand-up comedian, correct?
Absolutely, Rashawn. You're hitting that one on the head because we are definitely, I'm just like, it's happening. They're like, you don't talk about Joshua in your stand-up? And people always ask me, and I was like, I don't find nothing funny about that little boy. Just agitated. Just bitter mama. I'm mad at him all the time.
But see, right, so I'm trying that's to her, that's her gift. Right when she said that, I'm telling you, the breeds of people who are funny, when she said that, that made me laugh. Because once she, that's what I'm saying, she's so young in the game. That's why I know she can be 80 years old and she is still going to be making people laugh. Because one day going to really click in that she's just funny. And that as a comedian, 2 + 2 really is 4. And when she said that, ain't nothing funny about that boy. Right there, I'm laughing hard because she was funny and she just spoke. Because she's so brilliant in the way we've seen her on so many scripted shows and HBO with David. You know, that was a big blow up for you just being improv and being African American and being featured in that way. That was huge. But then, like, the funny part before we wrap up this interview is a couple of stories I gotta say to her that I didn't know. Okay, because you know, you read people's bio and then because of the strike, we were limited on talking about movies she's in or TV shows she's starring in. So Rashawn had to dig deep. Deep. Born in Cleveland, raised in Sudan, Africa. How?
Are you right? How? That's what people are like, how did that happen?
Yes.
You know? Well, it's interesting. I'm so glad it did happen because I have that part of my life that my father is an architect, had an architectural firm. But back in the day, when he first started, my father worked for a company, Dalton and Dalton, and they were building schools in Africa. And they sent over a Black family, a white family, and an Asian family. I swear, it's the craziest thing. It was the Thalers, who we're still friends with, and the Maidmans. So we went to Sudan, and it was an amazing experience because I remember as soon as we moved in, there was a spider. I swear the spider was this big on the wall, maybe because I was a kid, but it was a huge spider. But that's how it happened. My father was building schools in Sudan, and I know my parents said, you know, once you get to high school, we got to leave because they didn't have high schools, right. American high schools right. there. But I had an English nursery school teacher. They had American rec where we would go over and do all the American holidays. But I wasn't there. What happened was there was a civil war.
Wow.
And all the Americans had to get out. When I tell you, we left our dog in the yard with a bone. That's all I remember. I was like, this is horrible. Because we got the dog from another family that had to move. You know, they brought families in. And they gave us the dog. The dog was mean. We couldn't get that dog for 2 weeks. We had to leave him on a leash and send food over with a stick. But became the best dog ever. But when we left, we had to leave the dog. And we had to put our stuff on a ship and get it back to America. But in between that time, my parents said, well, you know what? Let's travel Europe because we can't be, we had somebody living in our house, so we can't go back. It was a lot. It was a lot.
She's my good friend. She's a stand-up extraordinaire. You know, we didn't even talk about the podcast. We didn't talk about we've been talking about everything. But because I had to get the Sudan talk in. I was not going to get off the show. Not talk about Compton school teaching days in Sudan. So I'm sorry, audience. Rashawn had to ask some things he'd never asked the great, incredible stand-up comedian.
So Follow me on Instagram and all social media, KYM Whitley across the board.
I love you. And we talk soon. Again, the incredible Kim Whitley took time to talk to us on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. John McDonald, that's Kim Whitley. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.